Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Lamed Vav, picking up on Lamed Heimer, Bees, Bada Bam, Bada Pees, Bada Mishnah, Bada Mishnah. Zokte, Liga Mishnah. The Mishnah right before spoke about, let's say someone had in mind, they're going to eat a carbon outside of the time or outside of its place. Now, the first section of the next Mishnah is going to be talking about you have in mind to keep a carbon after its time. Shachto menas laniach is damo. You have in mind to shecht it in order to keep its blood, leave its blood. Murav lamachar, or for its murim, for the next day. Not that you had in mind that you're going to go, you didn't intend to apply the dam or to burn it after its time. You just had in mind you're going to leave it over. You're not going to throw it. You're not going to burn it at all. Let's say you had in mind to take the blood or the amurim outside of the azara. Again, you're not applying anything anywhere. You're just taking it out. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says, now it's pawa wa 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 sol, says Rashi. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. So Chachamim Achshirin, the Chachamim say it's good. It's going to be fine. It's going to be good. We're good. Now, Al Menas Litnum Al Gabe Akevesh. Let's say you in mind that you're going to place it on the Kevesh, which is the ramp. Shalo keneged the yisod, or you're going to put, let's say, there, which is not opposite the yisod of the mizbech. V'litein esad nitin lamala lamata, v'litein lamata lamala, what's supposed to go up, down, down, up. V'esad nitin, or you had in mind to put the blood that should have been put, deep turn the page, above and off. Bifnim b'chutz, v'esad nitin b'chutz bifnim. Shechlu tameim, or someone shecht it with intent that people that are tamish should eat it, shekervu tameim, or with in mind that people that are tamish should be the ones that are makar of it. Shechlu ayreilim, or that people that are aral, them that have a bris mila, should go ahead and they should eat it. V'shekrivu ayreilim, and they should be makar of it. L'shaber at samas ha-pesach, if someone shecht it with mind to break the bones of the carbon pesach, which you're not allowed to do. Lechol emerunar, to eat it half raw. We know that it's got to be fully broiled before it's eaten over here. And when we said half raw is over, de'oraisa, but it's like an apostle, as we'll see. La'ariv damo b'dam, hapsulman to mix his dam, b'dam psulim kosher. In all these cases, it's going to be kosher, even though you have the wrong intentions. She'en machshava paselis ela b'chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkomo. The only time it's going to, the intent is going to validate if it's something that says chutz l'zman, out of its time or out of its place. Okay, we started off the Mishnah with the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. My time with Rabbi Yehuda was beside Rabbi Yehuda that he says it's going to be no good, the stuff that's brought in the beginning of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah started off by saying that shachto amenas laniach is damo, emurav lamachar, latzien l'chutz. Rabbi Yehuda postels these things. Chachamim machshirim. They say it's going to be good. Now the question is, what's pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, wait. It's trey kray, because you have two psukim. Ksivim b'nosa. Let's speak about nosa. Nosa is when you leave something overnight. Rashi says, chad b'pesach, chad b'todah. Let's take a look. Say have two written. Kasev echad omer lo sasir min aboker. One pasuk says, don't leave it over until the. Because of echad omer, and another pasuk says, lo yinich min aboker. Don't leave it over until the morning. Why are you saying it twice? If the second pasuk doesn't tell you about the idea of leaving until the morning, then place it to catch to something else, to the machshava, to leave it over till the morning, and that's where he's coming and saying it's going to be no good, even the thought, I'm going to leave it over till the morning. Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Kralachi Udasa. Really, you want to tell me who he's using that pasuk for that? That's what he's using it for. Leaving it after its time is going to be a problem. Hi, me by the time you need for another reason. Basar Zevach Toda Shlamav. The pasuk says, in the meat of the sacrifice of the Toda, that is his Shlamim, that has to be eaten on the day it's brought. Can't leave it until the morning. Lamadnu l'todah shenechal shem v'layla. That's come to teach us a principle that a todah can be eaten for a day and a night. That's the zman that you have to eat it. You can't go beyond that. Chalipin v'lados tamuros minayin. Where do we know, learn out that if you have chalipin, somebody did chalipin on these things, or v'lados, a vlad of these things, or trumos of a todah, they also have to be eaten for only a day and for a night. Talmud Lomar Ubsar. Pasuk says ubisar and the meat. Chatas v'ashim minayim, right? It's an extra word that says the word ubisar. Rashi says to havele lemichtav v'todaso biyomo ye'achel havele kro yisera l'drasha. Therefore, the word basar is coming to teach you an extra principle. Chatas v'ashim minayim. Where do we learn now that the meat of a chatas and ashim can also be eaten for only a day and a night? Talmud lomar zevach. It says the word zevach. And that's an extra word as well. Minayim l'Rav Shalmi Nazir v'Shalmi Pesach. What do we know? We learn this idea. So Shalmi Nazir in the Pesach that it's only one day and one night. Talmud Lomar Shlamav it Shlamim Lach Meitod V'Chalos V'Kikim Shabbat Nazir Minayim. I don't know that also is one day and one night. Talmud Lomar Karbano. The extra pasuk, the extra word Karbano, and Kula and Kori Ani Behen Loyaniach. In reference to all these things, I can apply this idea of he shall not leave it until the morning. Second, Rabbi Yehuda learned out his din from the principle that we saw before when the pasuk is needed to teach you something else. Oh, why are you saying that you're using it in order to tell you that you can't leave it over to the next morning? Right, just having intent to leave it over, this is a thing that's going to mess it up. Says Martin Cain, if it's really true that the pasuk is teaching only that thing from the Baisa, lema kra lo sosir, just say don't leave it over. My lo yaniach. Why using a lotion of lo yaniach? It may not be niach. If it's not for a niach, then leave it. Then use it for something else, which is a machshava of a niach. Because you could have just said lo sosir, which would have brought about the same principle there. Therefore, that's where he learns it from. Okay, so come on. Okay, one second. That's a good answer in reference to leaving the dam of the carbon or the moving past their times. Right? That's coming to tell you it's going to be a problem, says Rabbi Huda. Lahotzi ma'ik lemeimar. But what about the idea of removing the blood from the zara? What are you going to say there? Rabbi Huda says that that type of thing also is going to be a problem. It's going to passel it. But where do you learn that from? V'od, and not only that. And furthermore, time of Rabbi Huda Savaru, this idea of, is based off Savara and not based off a pasuk. The time went to the Baisa, Amr Lahem, Rabbi Huda, I atem modim sheme nicho lamacher hu pasel. Right, to puzzle. Don't you agree that if they actually left the carbon, they left it over, like some of the dam or the emurim, until the next day, it's going to be puzzle? Of course, you mask them to that. So logically, it makes sense that even just the thought itself is going to puzzle it also. So this idea of Rabbi Huda, that he learns out, it's not that from Yehuda's own idea in the Braisa itself. Rabbi Huda is saying, he holds that a certain action would invalidate a carbon, then performance of an avoda with the intention to carry out the action is also going to invalidate this as well. So now, so the Gemara, Ella, rather, because it's a problem over here, Rabbi Yehuda has given another answer. Time of Rabbi Yehuda Svarahu. The reason of Rabbi Yehuda is actually Svara. If a certain act is going to invalidate a carbon, then just the intent to do it is clearly going to do it. V'nifl gnami Rabbi Yehuda b'kulu. But if this is really true, then like Rabbi Yehuda also argue on all of the dinim of the Mishnah. Why is he arguing only, why is it only the things in the beginning of the Mishnah? Rashi says, hold of a time of Mahi Svarahu. Right now he said the following. Frank the Gemara, behai nifluk. Which din in the latter part of the Mishnah should he argue? Right, what do you want to play his logic? B'shover atzos the pesach v'lechem imenunah. In reference to the idea of breaking the korban pesach or eating it, you know, half raw, you can't do that because zivcha kufim imifstal. Would the korban pesach itself become puzzle, lemefreya, if these things were actually done? Of course not. So according to you, there's no reason that a puzzle of carbon pesach because of the fact of having intent to do these type of things. Amanashio chlu tamein b'yashakirin v'tamein, if you want to say it's on that thing, zivcha kufi mimifsel, does it pass the actual shchita, like lemefreya? Of course not. So therefore as well, shechlu arelim, shakirin arelim, you want to say the idea is that he has a mind that that an RL should go ahead and be eating from it or should be makrovit. Zivcha kufi mimsal, but is there a problem with the actual zevach of the shchita over here by doing this now retroactively? The answer is no. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda, you know, having intent for such things, wouldn't passel the carbon either, even according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Lishna achrina, you have another version of Rabbi Yehuda. Kol kaminei, does the shchit, the shochet have the power to make a tummy person or an uncircumcised person actually eat from it or burn it? Of course not. Since the shochet doesn't have the power to have his intent carried out, so he's going to be masking him in such a thing
that is not going to apostle it. Right? So it's another way of answering this. Why he doesn't argue in the second part of the Mishnah. Okay, now back to the other things of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is maskim to Lariv Daman Bedam Absolim, to go ahead and to if the carbon was shechted with intent to mix the dam with the dam of non-good things, right? You have blood that's fit for Zrika, it was mixed with blood that was like some shechted for pigel or something like that. In such a case, the carbon is good, even according to Behuda. Behuda, the time he goes into his own reasoning, damer ain't dam vatal dam. Remember, we learned this a couple of days ago in the Flamed Hey, yesterday. Dam is dam vatal dam, so even if a little bit gets mixed up with it, it doesn't make a difference, it's still going to be good to go. Litin es a nitin lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala. Behuda, the time he's going to be kosher, even according to Behuda, because he goes on to his logic. Damer shalom, komunamim, komo, karina bay. Something out of place is considered even like it's in its place. We call it like it's in its place. We saw that earlier on Daf Chaf Zayin. Yeah, that's not going to apostle anything. V'liflag ben nitnin b'fnim shenasen b'chutz. Wait, Rabbi Yehuda should at least argue in the din where somebody shechted a carbon whose dam should be placed inside the heichal with intent that it's going to be put outside. V'nitnin b'chutz shenasen b'fnim, or the flip, or the flip. Why does he argue in those cases? And for the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda holds be'inon makom shehim shulash bedam bezbaser ube'emurim. If you want to pass a carbon by using a out of its place type of thing, it's got to be a place that has a threefold situation here for dam, for the meat, and for the emurim. So someone has intent to apply the dam inside a place that is only for the dam, then that's going to stay kosher. It has to be something that's going to have all three that apply to it. In fact, the Gemara really, does Rabbi really hold to such a thing? Does he say that the outside of the place, you know, chuslim koma, has to be a threefold situation? Vatani willington of Bryce, it seems not like that. Rabbi Yehuda mer davara. Pasuk says, any bad thing, that the full thing is that you shouldn't shecht for Hashem, an ox or a lamb in which there will be a mum, any bad thing. Reba kan, over here, this word, this is extra by saying any bad thing. It's including something. Chattas sheshechta b'darim, chattas that was shechted in the south of the temple courtyard, the south of the Azara. When we notice kachi kachim, therefore has to be done in the north. The chattas shenichlas dam lefnim psula, and the chattas sheshechta with intent that its dam is going to be brought inside where it's going to be puzzle based off this pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds, and then the intent to bring the dam into the eichal does puzzle the carbon, even though it doesn't have the trinity going on over there. In fact, the Gemara back on that v'lesser Rabbi Yehuda shlishi. What are you saying that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this principle about the word shlishi, the third thing, the principle that outside its place has to have this trinity thing going on? You really want to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a carbon is dam, who should be put outside, becomes puzzle through intent to do it inside, even though it doesn't have the three things. What time we learned to bring a Mishnah like that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hichnis b'shogeg kosher. Something about the dam from the outside inside, it's going to be kosher. Clearly, hab amazed puzzle. That implies that if you did it amazed, it's going to be puzzle. V'karmen lon b'shekeeper. But we established it. Rabbi Yehuda is going to puzzle the chat. It's only in the case where the dam is going to be mechaper by being brought in the inner mizbech, and not if it was just brought into the heichal. Now, hasta umma hasam aili aila. If over there in a case where somebody actually brought the dam from an outer chattas into the heichal, e keeper in, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's mechaper through putting over there, then it's going to be possible, e lo keeper lo, but if not, it's not going to be possible, hacha de chashuv chashuve. So here was someone merely of the intention, it was just thoughts to bring the dam into it, but never really did it, lo kulcha gain, then of course that carbon is going to be kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't possible in outer chattas on the intent to bring its dam inside, which doesn't have the trinity thing going on, which goes against the previous brisa, according to which Rabbi Yehuda does pasul the arachatas with such intent. Says Gemara, trei tanoim v'elid Rabbi Yehuda. Classic. There's two tanoim in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokas between the two of them. Okay. V'saver Rabbi Yehuda. So now, the Gemara brings another statement of Rabbi Yehuda that kind of goes against this. Saver Yehuda chatas sheshachta b'darim. If you shechta in the darim, which has to be done this often, beep, turn the page. Alam Rav and Beis. Yehi Chayev. Is he going to say a person going to be Chayev? Rashi says Malkus for doing such a thing. What time? What's in a Beis? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Yochel Chatz Shechad Bedarim Yehi Chayev. You would think that maybe he'd be Chayev. Tamid Lomer Loses Bechal Hashem Lekach Hashov Vaseh. Ve'egomer called Davera. Al Davera to Mechayev only on something which is a Davera. They're going to be at the Mechayev Al Chatz Shechad Bedarim. But not something is a mum, but not something just you did in the wrong place. So how do we answer that? The Gemara again, Trei Tanoi, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Two different Tanoim in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now we said in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said that a carbon is going to be possible when it's when somebody shechs it with intent to leave its dam, or it's a murim until the next day. So now says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Abba, Umod Rabbi Yehuda, Shechozer V'Kovel L'Pigol. He's masking that after someone passes the carbon through intent to leave it over, he could then create pigle through having pigle intent during another order afterwards. Amarava Tila, you should know the pigle of Nezrika lo klumu. Pigle before, if you have intent to do pigle, you put the dam past its time while doing an avoda before the dam, it doesn't mean anything. The coin had out of its time intent during an avoda that is before the Zrika, it doesn't become pigle at that time because the carbon cannot become pigle until its matir, the thing that's going to matir, let's say the dam, has already been brought. And yet when the dam, when it happens, it sets up as pigle, which backs up Rabbi Abba's problem that if somebody shechted a carbon with intent to leave the dam past this time, he can still affect pigle during a subsequent avoda. So it's gemar velohi, but it's actually not correct. Hasam hu chada machshavahi. Over there in Rava's case, it's true that the carbon can become pigle during another avoda because there was only one machshava, and it was a pigle one. Halchatre machshava. Over here, there's two machshavas. He had in mind during the earlier avoda to leave some of it over, and a pigle during the after avoda. In that case, he doesn't, the carbon doesn't become pigle. Okay, so he knocked that off. Esvei Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Abba, Litin is a nitnin, Lamala Lamata, Lamata Lamala. Let's say when somebody's doing one of the first of the avodas, the first three avodas, he has in mind to put that which should be up above the red line below it, or Lamata, Lamala, which should be below, above. La Alter Kasher, if he had in mind, if he intended to put the dam immediately right there in that day, then it's going to be Kasher. Chazer V'chishiv Chutzam Komo. So if the coin again intended to do a later avoda, you know, to do it outside of its place, pasul vein makaris is makaris no karis. Chutzal zman over time, it's time, pigle. Chayvim lev karis. Lamachar, but if the coin, say, originally had in mind to put the dam not only in the wrong place, but also the next day, which is after its time, pasul is going to be pasul. Chazav v'chishev, if he then again intended during another avoda to eat it improperly, ben chutzav zmana, ben chutzav komo, pasul ben makaris is pasul no karis, to yufta to Rabbi Abba, to yufta, the snacks of Rabbi Abba. Because going to Rabbi Abba, if the machshava during one of the avoda to leave in a carbon past its time is followed by a pigol, another avoda, it becomes pigol. But this price is shows Rabbi Yehuda, and it shows that such a thing will not become pigol. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina Barsila, Chishiv Shiochlu, Tameim Lamacha. Let's say he's doing an avoda. The coin in mind that the tummy people are going to eat the meat of the carbon the next day, chayiv. It's going to become pigol. And there's going to be karis involved over here. Amar Rav Ateli, you should know, the basal of Nezrika, Lochazi. Because basa meat is not fit to be eaten before the zrika, for the dam is thrown, even when there's no pigle, v'chi mechashiv bei mifsil, and when the kohen has pigle intent about the meat, while doing a previous avodah, the meat does become pasul, it turns into pigle, it comes out that pigle, the thought, the machshavas pigle, will create pigle, even if the kohen also intends that a tummy person should eat the meat. Vilohi, but it's not a good riot, because hosam zarkamechsi. Thereby, Rava's case, the blood will eventually be thrown, and the meat will then be fit to become fit to eat, if it wouldn't be a pigle issue. That's why it messes up. But hachalom mechsi klal. But here, Rav Chista's case, we're talking about a tummy person eating it, it's never going to be fit at all, and therefore, it's possible that the carbon does not become pigle by that case. I'm Rav Chista. This was a gem in his mouth. He would often go ahead and say the following idea. This is Sar Pesach shelo hutzla, in reference to meat of a Pesach that was not hutzlad, it wasn't roasted. V'lach mitodo shelo hurmu, and it wasn't the v'lach mitodo. When you bring a carpetodo, you have to bring lacham. You got to bring 40 loaves of bread with it, and 10 loaves of each of four different types. One loaf of each type is separated from the others and given to the Kohen. Only after that can the owner of the Toda now go ahead and eat the rest of the stuff over there. So let's say you have Lachmar Shalom Hormo, Chayav Malay Misham Toma. One is going to be Chayav Karis for eating them in the state of Toma. Amaravatayda, you should know the Tanya. Know it's true because you don't tell the Braisa, Asher La Hashem. Pasuk said the person who eats meat from the carbon of the Shlamim, that is Hashem's, while his Toma is on him, is going to get a Karis. The Rabbis say, Muri Kachim Kalim the Toma. It's including Kachim Kalim in Toma, that a Toma person can't eat these things. Alma Afal Gav the lab and echilin, you see, even the things that are roy to be fit, because you can't eat, you know, the emruah. I mean, if he does, he's going to get malchus. Chayv malam shem tomei is still going to be chayv because of tomei. Hachanami here also, the case of chisav, the meat that's not saloi, and the loaves that you didn't take off the horma, you didn't tithe yet. Afakav the lab and echilin, you chayv malam shem tomei is still going to be chayv kares. Toma, if a Toma person eats them. Below him, it's really not true, because Sosam and Muri Kachem Kalam, because over there, the Bryce's din is talking about Kachem Kalam, which are fit to be brought, Lagavoa, because they're placed on the Mizbeach to be consumed. La Fuke, this is coming to exclude Psar Pesach, Shaloh Hutzla, Vilach Metoda Shalohumma. This is coming to exclude the meat of a Pesach that was not roasted and told the ones that are not separated. The Lochazul Lagavoa Lahedyot doesn't apply to either one, it can be Gavoa or Hedyot. Therefore, it makes sense that a Tommy person who eats this stuff is going to get karis, but someone who eats from the carbon Pesach that wasn't roasted or these things, or the bread wasn't taken off from, it's not going to end up in that. It's not going to end up in that situation. Hadron Allah Kol Hapsulim. Mazda for finishing the third parak of Miseches Zvachim. You know our thing. It's Hadron Allah. We got to go back to Laman Alpha Mabes. We start with Kol Hapsulim Sheshachtu Shchitasin Kshera. Shashkita Ksherim Bazaar. We are Yosef Zayin, my friends. Mazda for finishing the third parak. Looking forward to starting the fourth parak. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.